a day doesn't go by without transporting a positive COVID patient. Some people, they don't believe it is real. They say it's just a hoax up until they experience it. It is real.
That was the voice of Basic Life Support Paramedic Sokolo Clive Moeletsi, who described what a day in his line of work looks like as a frontline worker during the coronavirus pandemic.
What are you using for coffee?
Take a deep breath and hold it in. I know it's difficult, yeah. But I'm trying to correct this. Ne? Try as much as you can. There we go. We're breathing much better now. Ne? You're doing good, sir. Ne? See? 91. If you go with us now, we take you straight to the clinic. They're going to put you in a special place. They do all the tests. They get to help you with the difficulty in breathing.
Frontline workers around the world and in the country have had their work cut out for them since the beginning of this global pandemic, having to often put their own lives on the line while doing their jobs to save the lives of as many people as they can. Speaking to head of internal medicine unit at Tembisa Provincial Tertiary Hospital, Dr. Portia Ngwata shared how the second wave of COVID-19 has affected her work, as well as what has helped her and her team adapt to the increased demand.
What has happened is that between the first wave and the second wave of COVID-19 infection, the work schedule hasn't changed that much, but the number of patients that are coming through with COVID symptoms and COVID positive, they've increased significantly. The supplementation of the staff have assisted and reshuffling of the staff, and in terms of the mortality, the number of death has increased, but the percentage of death remains the same, because there is also increased the number of patients that are being admitted due to COVID-19 related symptoms and COVID-19 pneumonia. What actually has assisted more is that I think we've learned from the first wave, and we've used that experience for the second wave in terms of restructuring the infrastructure and also the staff.
Registered nurse Sister Dikeledi speaks to the intricacies of her routine in the COVID wards and gives us insight into what she witnesses on a daily basis.
We normally start around 6:30 every day in the morning. We're relieving each other. So during handover, we just go inside the isolation unit to check if our patients are still there, still alive. And then we take over from night staff. And my responsibility as an RN is to make sure that we have enough staff in the units so that we are able to change in between the isolation unit, since we're not supposed to be exposing ourselves. If there's any critical patients, we inform the doctor, we act, we correct whatever abnormalities that we find there. We treat them as our own families. We don't discriminate. At first we was actually very, I was anxious. And yeah, it's not easy. It's not an easy thing. And whenever you lose your patient, you put yourself in that family's shoes. Since they cannot see their family members, it's very tough.
Touching on the new variant of COVID-19, Dr. Ngwata painted a picture of how it is affecting patients, as well as her professional opinion on the vaccine.
The current number, they are scaring me, because the age group now is across, it's kids is affected, young adults are affected, elderly are affected, comorbidities are affected, young adults, they die. Non-patient with no comorbidities, they die. Elderly patient, they die. So this new variant, I think it's virulent and also spreading very fast. The variant that we're having now, we might have a new variant after this one. And it means that from my understanding, we need to have a vaccine that covers different variants. So if you've got 5, that vaccine must have 5 variants. So the question is, will the vaccine assist to curve the virus and the new variant? The answer is, I am not sure.
With regards to fatigue, Sister Tigelete explained why she's never absent from work, while Dr. Ngwata added on to this, explaining that even taking the annual leave is no longer an option.
There's no absenteeism in this world. I don't recall myself being absent since coronavirus have started. No, I'm always present at work because I'll be worried. What if they short of staff because we're changing? Maybe there's four inside and then four are left outside, you know. So I'm afraid of, like, myself being absent, then people would be, won't have enough nurses.
Fatigue, I think, is our baseline. We are all fatigued. It's difficult to take leave. I personally haven't taken leave since 2020 until today. My staff, most of the time, the leave that they actually have, it's when they are sick and they end up cancelling their annual leave. That is trying to answer that we've got a significant fatigue, continuous fatigue. We just hope this virus can just give us a break.
Each health worker then touched on their biggest fears.
Yeah, my biggest fear is just getting the virus and taking into my family. But for now, at least my family most of them, they are home. I'm even afraid myself to go home just to see them because we know that coronavirus is invisible threats.
My biggest fear, I have got sleepless night praying about the frontliners, the one that I'm working with. My biggest fear is those people that they are working very hard to manage the COVID positive pneumonia. When they contract COVID, that they must not succumb from COVID. It hasn't happened to my doctors, but it's still the biggest fear.
For Multimedia Live, I'm Amina Dekasma.